Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Well, St. Patrick's Day has come and gone, and it's time to head back to school or work. But no worries. We've got a great trip report for you. And this one is so fresh. It's just from Walt Disney World just about 10 days ago. Listener Matt out in New Jersey, friend of the show, is back. And we talk about him taking his extended family down to Boulder Ridge over at Wilderness Lodge the first week of March. And he gives us some insight as to why this is the one perfect week to visit Walt Disney World each and every year. So hear his reasoning there. We talk about some great character interactions with his kids. They're 3 and 1. A great date night because his mom and some other family members were there. So he got to head over to Grand Floridian, get a behind-the-scenes tour of Victoria and Albert's for a great meal over at Narcoosie's. The perfect day at the Magic Kingdom. And they spent 8 days at Walt Disney World, only 2 days in the theme parks. And he said it was his perfect vacation. So lots of fun on today's show. So get ready for a virtual trip down to Walt Disney World. Today's show, of course, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We are standing by right now to help you plan an amazing Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney vacation for no additional cost to you. That's right. It's absolutely free. Disney pays us, not you. And you're going to get many little booking bonuses as well when you book with the Magic for Less. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And a sincere thank you to the patrons of the Be Our Guest podcast. You guys make all these shows possible. I love doing the show, so thank you so much for that. If you'd like to support us, you can do that as well. Just $5 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You'll get the bonus show every week as well. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come on over, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2454 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend and you had a fun St. Patrick's Day yesterday. It would have been my grandma's birthday. She was a St. Patrick's Day girl born back in 1921, so she would have had a big one, and we always loved celebrating with her. She is my favorite, so happy birthday, Grandma, up in heaven. And just again, hope you had a good one. Corned beef and hash was had by all, and we enjoyed having everybody on the call-in show last night. I'm sure that was a hoot and a half. So today, of course, Monday, got to get down the road and off to school, off to work. We're going to try to make it a little bit more of a pleasant experience for you as we have a fun trip report. And today I'm excited because we have a professional, we have a pro, and we have a very fresh trip report for you from last week down at Walt Disney World. And it's my good friend, Matt, from out in New Jersey. Matt, thanks for coming back on the show. Can't wait to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks for always having me. It's always so much fun, getting to be on here with you and chatting, chatting Disney. You know, we just got back a couple weeks ago. We were there the first week of March. So, yeah, I got some pretty fresh, information. We'll see if it's useful for anyone else. So excited to chat with you today, man.
All right. So this trip, a little bit different than, some of your other trips, because this one's kind of an extended family trip. And I kind of really want to jump in because you got a lot going on with this one.
Yeah.
How did this one come together?
Well, the last time we went was September 2022. And in that time we had our second child. So we didn't go in 2023. We usually go every year. My wife's father, my father-in-law is a DVC member. He lets the kids use the points. So, we always thank him every time we get to go. So this trip, we were debating when we wanted to go, and, my first daughter was going to be close to 3. Then my other daughter is going to be 1, in just a few days. She's about to turn 1. So, we were like, yeah, we got to go to Disney. We were just itching to go. We were like, you know, in the past, I'm gonna give, you know, the listeners here a big, you know, secret. I don't tell many people this, but in my opinion, the best week to go to Disney World is the first week of March for several reasons. I've done it twice already. This was my third time, and it still proves that it's the best week to go to Disney. So, you know, with my past history of going the first week of March, that's kind of how we chose this week. Should I tell you why?
Yes. I mean, I tend to always go the same weeks, right? It's race weeks. It's in the summer. Yeah. I mean, because a lot of folks, it's just dictated by your job or,
kids, school events.
Yeah, exactly. Like you want to be
as my kids
marathon.
Get older, I'm not going to be able to do this weekend.
Yes.
Anymore.
Your kids are 3-1. It will change, but let's hear why. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So why? Cause this is people are like on the edge of their seats. Why is this the perfect week?
Well, so it's a perfect time where things are calm at Disney World, where you pass President's Day weekend, you pass Princess Half Marathon. So those two weekends, like so many people go. Mm-hmm. I had someone that said that they thought the crowds were going to be low after President's Day weekend, and he said it was a madhouse. And then it's before all the spring break starts. So people have probably already seen the news that spring break has started at Disney World, and that starts March like 11th. So, you know, this year. So, you know, we went between March 2nd and March 9th, and it was absolutely amazing. The crowds were pretty low, but also what's great about it is like the weather was perfect for whatever reason. Like there's a switch always happens at like the first week of March where we didn't need jackets at night. It was 70s. You know, we had one thunderstorm that like kind of disrupted plans, but like not really. We just made an audible and just changed our plans. But like the weather was perfect the entire trip. Florida counties that are surrounding Orlando or surrounding, you know, I guess that general area, they start spring break the following week, which is usually the second week of August. And that's when spring break starts. So if you can, there's a really nice sweet spot in that first week of March, and I highly recommend it. Just don't tell anyone. I'm going to tell you. But I've been three times during that first week of March, and it's always been just like the perfect week to go.
So. And plus, I mean, if you're a baseball fan, spring training has started there. If you want to catch a baseball game down there in the Grapefruit League, it's a good time to get down and see some baseball. You know, the games have started at that point. And I will say this again, I'm a cheer dad, that there are different cheer competitions, but they don't start usually until after that week. Cause there's like some high school
they started last week.
Right. There's some dance high school competitions, and then they'll kind of roll into all the way through the beginning of May is like when the Summit Cheerleading Championships, that's all-star cheer. Then you'll have the World, which is the highest level of cheer. So they kind of start from like mid-March till the beginning of May. But you hit it right before the all the bows arrived on property and the dancers and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I didn't see any while we were there. So.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the cheerleaders. I love the cheerleaders. But I'm just saying they take up space. They usually not in the parks though. They eat up hotel rooms is what happens because they got to stay somewhere, especially at the values and the moderates. Okay. So you found this perfect week though. So, but you guys went down again, extended family. You got the DVC points. You picked Boulder Ridge. Okay, so you're over there at Wilderness Lodge. So I got a couple questions about this. First of all, why Boulder Ridge? Was it, did this fit a need? Was it just a place that was available? Tell us how you landed there.
It was kind of a need. So one, Wilderness Lodge is like my favorite thing at Walt Disney World. Like I absolutely love Wilderness Lodge.
Yes.
But I don't need to stay there every time. But the main reason mostly was because, you know, we were there for, it was an 8-day, 7-night trip. You know, we had 6 full days at Disney World and we were only doing 2 park days. We did Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. And because of that, we wanted to be on the Magic Kingdom line, because or in the Magic Kingdom area, because it didn't make sense to like, you know, try to get like a beach club, boardwalk, Riviera, you know, because we're not going to Epcot or Hollywood Studios. So we really wanted to be on a Magic Kingdom resort. We stayed at Grand Floridian last time, so we didn't want to do that. I've already been, you know, I've been to Bay Lake Tower. I'm not a fan of Poly. Plus, they don't have 2 bedrooms over there just as of yet. I think I'm one of the few people that like the Polynesian is one of my least favorite resorts. As much I love like the culture and I love Hawaii, which I have like a kind of a story later about that. But you know, it's just something we didn't want to do. But Boulder Ridge was recently refreshed. All the rooms, we actually stayed in them for one night on our previous trip right before the refresh. So the rooms are like gorgeous now. They have the art decor that's in there, the curtains, the couches, the kitchen, you know, was redone. So like, it's just, the rooms are just refreshed. They look brand new. So if you're looking, you know, for just a nice updated room, you know, Boulder Ridge was it. So it really had that need of just being near Magic Kingdom, but also, you know, me being biased, I just love the Wilderness Lodge and wanted to, you know, have we stayed there for one night, but the last time I stayed there for a full week was 11 years ago. So I think I was due for another stay over at the Wilderness Lodge. So.
I think Wilderness Lodge too. It's weird. I think that it gets forgotten a lot. You know, I think when people think about Walt Disney World, you think of the monorail resorts. And I mean, it's not technically it's a Magic Kingdom resort, but
yeah,
it gets forgotten by myself a lot. I mean, like a lot of times when I'm thinking about, okay, where do I want to stay? I just, it's not top of mind. But then every time I go over to eat at Whispering Canyon or I'm like, oh, tonight would be a great night to go to Geyser Point, grab something to eat. Like it's a work of art in a resort.
Yeah. You really do just feel separated from like Disney when you're there. Like, you know, one day me, my mom and my oldest daughter, again, who's, you know, 3 years old, we went on a boat to Magic Kingdom, then we hop on a monorail, went to the resorts over at the Contemporary and Polynesian and Grand Floridian, and like it was so busy there in the afternoon. Like this was like, you know, midday around lunchtime. We had lunch at Gasparilla Island Grill, and you just feel how busy it was because it is connected on the monorail. But like when we got back to the Wilderness Lodge, there's a sense of calm. Mm-hmm. The lobby's empty. There's just no one there in the mid afternoon. So it's just like, because it's not on the monorail line, it doesn't get busy. So if you're looking for that calm environment, like just chill, Wilderness Lodge is like where it's at. That's why I love it so much. It's the best.
That's the thing, because I've stayed there quite a few times just in the lodge itself, you know, because I'm not DVC, so I stay in the lodge. But I will say every time I'm there, I tell myself, and I tell my wife this, she's like, okay, you've told me this 12 times, you know, and every time we stay here 3 times, that can you believe we're this close to the Magic Kingdom where there's like all that madness going on and it is so peaceful, right? You're like, we are literally probably a half a mile from the Magic Kingdom where it's just a nut house right now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's like, you can hear the wind going through the pines right now over here at the Wilderness Lodge. It is so calm. Like it's crazy how that happens. You know, you're literally a boat ride away, but it's like a world away. It is the way they pull that off is amazing. So great point. Now, one thing I forgot to ask you earlier, kind of in the pre-trip, kids 3 and 1, preparation and bringing items, like the practical things, because I know a lot of our listeners are bringing kids that age. Obviously, when they're that young, it's probably a first time. What did you learn? Did you forget anything? Did you bring something that was like, oh man, that was clutch that we remember to bring that? Like, what was that like, two kids that young and just the mechanics of the trip?
Yeah. So we got lucky in one way was that, so in, you know, this trip, we, you know, we had, it was, you know, multi-generational again. It was, you know, me, my kids, my mom was there. So we had the help from my mom and then my sister and then her boyfriend, who's also one of my good friends. He came with us. So we got really lucky because, you know, he lives up here in New Jersey as well. He actually drove down and brought a bunch of our stuff. So we were able to bring extra things that we wouldn't normally have to bring. So my case is a little bit different than what most people are going to be. But the one thing that I would say is we actually brought too much stuff on the airplane when it comes to like toys and like things for the kids to do, where like they didn't end up using them on the plane. You're like, my 3-year-old is like, she's fine watching like a tablet now, like, or just like, you know, luckily the airplane had the monitor, so she was watching Disney movies on there. Excuse me. You know, and then luckily my 1-year-old kind of napped. But the preparation was definitely a lot because you never know. You always want to bring stuff because you don't know if you're going to need it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just don't need it. So it's like, you really have to judge yourself and know your kids of like what you want to bring. You know, I'm going to tell you straight off, like the first night when, you know, trying to get the bed, cause you know, we had the 2-bedroom villa, but all four of us, my wife and 2 kids are in one room trying to sleep. We were definitely questioning whether we should have done this or not, gone to Disney World. I won't lie. But the next morning really made up for it. And I'll tell a really fun story about that. But yeah, it seems, you know, I said this on the trip. You know, my wife and I, we both work from home, and it's just, you're here in your home. You're comforted. You're not challenged in any way, you know, except for like if kids are home from sick, like I don't want to spend my day just at home all the time. Like you have to challenge yourself and like have those experiences and also learn. Mm-hmm. Because we learned so much traveling with 2 kids on this trip. We know what we can do for the next trip. And it's also going to be a lot easier because the kids are going to be older as they get older. It's just going to keep getting easier. Well, you know, in a sense, at least traveling, it's going to get easier and easier. So yeah, hopefully that answered your question, but yeah, we got lucky with my sister's boyfriend driving down and bringing a bunch of stuff for us. So that helped, but we also did pack a lot in our suitcases. We brought a double stroller through the airport, but there are so many carry-on bags, like, or like more like backpacks, like hooked onto the stroller. It was a lot.
I remember the days because I used to be, you know, like when this show started, I mean, we just celebrated 16 years this past Friday of the mm-hmm. podcast. And, you know, I, for the first 8 or 9 years of the show, I was scared to fly. I would not get on airplanes. We drove from St. Louis to Walt Disney World every time we went. And we had a Trailblazer that, you know, back in the day, the Trailblazer was a big SUV. Now it's not so big. Yeah. But we'd pull a trailer behind it. I mean, that's how much stuff we brought when Mallory was little. And I mean, because we'd go for a week or two. And, you know, we brought way too much stuff. I mean, it was ridiculous. So you're preaching to the choir here. So we had too much. So yeah, I totally hear you. We didn't eat all that. So, okay. So let's hop into the trip. Man, again, chill. This sounds like a chill. And you picked the great resort to chill.
Yeah.
God, you know what? I just to decide, because Scott was staying there. Like when we were down there we went to Walt Disney World right as the parks opened after COVID in 2020, I think in August. Mm-hmm. I think they opened in July and we were there in August. I think he had a room at I think it was at Boulder Ridge. We spent a day in that pool, the DVC pool Oh my God, that's a great swimming pool. Did you guys
spend time? That's the only pool we swam at.
Oh my God.
We didn't even go to the main pool.
Because the main pool is awesome at Wilderness Lodge. Don't get me wrong, the slide and everything and coming out, you know, by the geyser and stuff. But that DVC pool, doesn't it have like a kind of like an oil derrick or something there?
Is
like a decoration? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, man, we like spent a day there that was awesome. Maybe. Oh, man, it was so fun. That memory just hit me. All right, so just walk us through some of the highlights of the trip, though. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, like I said, we only did 2 days at the parks, which, you know, people thought I was crazy going to Disney for like a week and only doing 2 days at the parks. But like, there was so much we were done. We learned on the past trip with one child that like, we don't need to do Hollywood Studios or Epcot. So we just skipped those days. But yeah, we definitely did a lot. I kind of mentioned before, that, you know, we were really contemplating that first night, like, oh my God, did we make a bad decision? Like, should we have done this? But there was such good Disney magic the following day that really just like set a great tone for our trip. Now, I don't know if anyone is aware of this, but Disney characters will drive around on a bus and surprise everyone at like hotel lobbies. They'll just show up unannounced. There's no schedule. Mike's nodding his head. Sounds like you know, you're aware of this.
I've seen him like, it's like a little church van or something. They show
yeah,
up.
Exactly,
I've seen,
yeah,
exactly. Like, I was running at Caribbean Beach one time and I saw him pop out on like a balcony at the Riviera. Just like, just waving down.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, the first morning we had a reservation over at Whispering Canyon Cafe for breakfast, which is great. You know, pro tip, if you have really young children, especially infants, if you order a skillet, they can share the skillet with you. Adults cannot share skillets. Mm-hmm. The all you can eat skillets. We did that for breakfast and dinner. We had dinner there at another night. So we just fed not even just our infant, but also our younger child too. They, you know, we just kind of fed them off there because they eat whatever we eat. They're not like picky eaters, which is fantastic. They actually don't care for like chicken fingers and stuff like that. So they, you know, so we would just feed them off the skillet. So that's pro tip there. But as we were leaving breakfast the first morning, we were walking down the steps and the front doors to the lobby for Wilderness Lodge is right there. And in comes Goofy, Donald, and Pluto, just like, and we're just like, holy, like, whoa, they just walking in. And my daughter like loves the characters. And she just starts following them around and, you know, they're taking pictures. There's one photo pass photographer taking photos who, you know, we had memory maker this trip. I almost didn't do it, but my sister convinced me like the, you know, two nights before on our trip. And you know, I'm so happy that we did it. I wasn't going to do it cause we were only at the parks for 2 days.
I'm trying to think, like I'm doing the calculations in my head. I'm like 3 and 1 year olds. Yes. You got to have it. Cause you got, you know, they're perfect age for like, just the picture's guaranteed to be so cute. But then I'm thinking you're only going to be in the parks for 2 days. So then I'm like, maybe not, you know, like I don't know.
It made up for it. Cause we had a photo pass photographer here. So that was really great that I'm just like, this is why I love Disney. This is why I'm here. You know, my wife and I were like, okay, you know, we had a hard day yesterday. We were all kind of sick right before we left for the trip, you know, nothing crazy like cold and just like not feeling well. So it made travel even tougher. But just having that like, you know, kind of moment, in the morning was just like great. And then it also happened. This was even a better experience on our last day. We decided, you know, my youngest daughter was taking a nap. My wife stayed back at the room. I was like, you know, let's just go walk to the lobby. It was my oldest daughter and my mom and I think my sister, too. She came with us. Walked to the lobby, and I actually happened to see in the breezeway, the character bus was out in the front. I'm like, oh, it looks like the characters are here. We walk in the lobby. They're not around. So we're kind of like waiting around, and they didn't come through the lobby. But then my wife messaged me, like, hey, you know, the baby's up. Can you guys come back to the room? Because we were getting ready for we were about to go to Disney Springs. So we started walking back. And as we were going, we passed the Mercantile. And as we were walking from the breezeway back to Boulder Ridge, you know, it's all covered under there.
Yep.
Chippendale and Daisy are just literally, they're just hanging out by themselves. And my daughter just got all this like great time. Like, so Chip was towards the very front. Chip was there by himself. And then down at the middle of the breezeway was Daisy. I'm trying to set up the picture here. Daisy and Dale were down towards the middle. So Chip just like takes my daughter by the hand. I whip out my camera on my phone really quickly. You know, Dale's, it's like, it was kind of like a Disney commercial.
Totally sounds like a commercial, what you're saying.
Right, Mike, this was legit my favorite moment.
Promo video right here.
Yeah. Yeah. So Chip just takes my daughter's hand and, is, you know, walking her down. Then he stops her, you know, they hug, take some photos. You know, I crack a couple of jokes saying, you know, oh, you and Dale are always getting in trouble. Then he's blaming Dale. So then my daughter, you know, after she has her time with Chip, she knows Daisy's down there. She loves Daisy. She's like, oh, I want to go see Daisy. Mike, she just starts sprinting down to Daisy Duck. Again, another commercial-esque, you know, moment. And Daisy's having some fun hiding behind a pillar, but Daisy knows she's coming. And my daughter just runs and just, they give each other like the biggest hug. And I'm just like, oh, I love this so much.
That's why you go. Like, that's exactly why.
This is why we go.
Exactly. Like, why we go. Sign me up for my next trip right now.
Yeah. It's like this, like they're just there wandering around. And then, you know, then she loves Chippendale twos. There's that show Chippendale Nutty Tales that my daughter watches. So she's very familiar with them and goes and gives Dale a hug too. And it was just, you know, this is just like such a great moment that we had both those experiences at the very beginning of our trip and on our last day of the trip. I loved it. So that was like one of the biggest highlights right there.
I love this too, because we always talk about, you know, things we do in the theme parks, but we're going to talk today about a lot of the stuff outside of the theme parks. And there's so much to do, you know, kind of on the flip side of things. You know, it's cool because you got a whole list of things that you did for the very first time. And still at the lodge, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was this art tour that you can do if you are at the lodge. So give us some information about that, just what that experience was like.
For sure, yeah. So, you know, they always have I already knew this tour was there. You know, daily at 9 a.m., Wilderness Lodge has a tour. You know, there will be a guide that just kind of walks you around, talks about the art. You know, it's posted on the recreation board. You know, they always have the activities posted for that month. And I didn't know if it was still going on, because I know they stopped it with the pandemic, but it was brought back. It is daily, 9 a.m. You just meet over in the fireplace in the lobby. And I was really excited for it, but I came out a little disappointed, only because I don't know if guides are different than others. And he talked a lot about the history in general, just like history. And like, I feel like it was less about like the art of the Wilderness Lodge. And I wish there was just more of him talking about the art. And like, you know, there was a good amount of it, but like, I found myself just like, okay, talk about like why this was, you know, this way, or whatever. But he would like he would just stop us in the middle of like the breezeway or something and just like go on about like the history and like of the 1860s and 70s and 80s. And I'm just like, okay, that's, you know, I really like that. But like, give me like the summary and give me, I want to know why they made the decisions of like the art tour. So I would still recommend it if you're a big fan of the Wilderness Lodge. I kind of want to try it again just to see if like
I bet it
guides
is different,
from each other.
Yeah, because like the museum's docents a lot of times kind of have their own spins on things. This guy might have been like a retired high school social studies teacher or something. You know, it's
totally maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So it was about 45 minutes to an hour. So yeah, if you're staying at the lodge and you have some free time, you know, definitely check it out. Cause like he definitely said some tidbits. So I'm just like, you know, I've been in the Wilderness Lodge so many times and like he called out stuff. I'm like, oh, I never even, you know, I never knew that. So it's just, you know, so it was fun. It was good.
That's cool. Okay. One other thing I'd ask you about the lodge, and we'll talk about some of the other things you did. Cause we again, a restaurant, a dining experience that we don't talk much about except at Marathon Weekend for the folks that run 48.6 is Storybook Dining over at Artist Point, because that is the place where you can meet Dopey. How was that? I mean, the people that go there rave about it, but again, it's one of those places that we don't hear much about. I mean, was the experience good for you?
I was worried that it wasn't going to be great, but my coming out of it, it's totally worth the money. You know, cause it is definitely like up there in prices, but you know, that was our final meal of the trip. So I was like, you know, we're at Wilderness Lodge. Let's just, you know, make it our final meal of the night, or meal of the trip. So we ended it with a bang. All nine of us, the other people I didn't mention that they weren't staying with us, but my wife's aunt and uncle, they have a condo that they have in Celebration. They live in New York, but they also have a place in Celebration. So we invited them down this week to come with us. So they spent some time with us. So there was nine of us at dinner together. The food was excellent. I got the pork shank, which was really good. And, which was nice. One of the meals comes with, I forget which meal, but it comes with, it's called Yorkshire pudding. I think that's what it's exactly called, but it kind of looks like a bread bowl a little bit. And I saw my buddy, my sister's boyfriend got it with his meal. I'm like, I have no idea. It comes with Yorkshire pudding. I probably would have ordered that. And the waitress heard me and she's like, oh, do you want some? I'm like, if you can bring it out. I'm like, charge me whatever. She's like, oh no charge at all. Mike, she like, it literally looks like a big bread bowl. Like it's like that. I don't know how to describe it, but they're so good. I love them. And she brought out bread bowls, the Yorkshire puddings for the whole table. They have a specific name. I can't remember the name that she called it, but I know it as Yorkshire pudding. Yeah, so that was like cool. She brought out like nine of them for the table and oh, it was so good. But yeah, the food was excellent. The desserts, the appetizers, but also the character experiences. You know, my daughter did not know who Snow White was, but we did have her like watch the movie, you know, in the months leading up, and she fell in love with the Evil Queen. While we were on the trip, we were in the shop, and she literally picked out Evil Queen the headband. Mm-hmm. So it has like two poison apples, the crown, and like we didn't tell her that's what they were. She just kind of went to a rack and you know, picked them out. So she was most excited to meet the Evil Queen, and the interaction that my daughter had with the Evil Queen is like, it was hilarious. Like I went to the Evil Queen, I'm like, oh, my daughter was really excited to meet you, and she went like, oh, good, like yeah. Very sarcastic. Perfect. Like, oh, how, you know, how wonderful. like, my daughter gave the Evil Queen a hug and she's like, oh, one lovely. And I don't know. It was just a fun interaction with the Evil Queen. And Snow White was great. And then Dopey was really fun and Grumpy. It was really good. I definitely recommend it. I definitely saw lots of people coming for Storybook Dining. Like when we were in the Wilderness Lodge, like so many little girls were dressed up as like Snow White. It was definitely a popular meal and it was awesome. We had like an amazing table too, because it was right next to like this staging area where that's where the Evil Queen meets. When they have this like dancing routine, Grumpy and Dobie come out and do like a dancing routine, and like Snow White comes out, they dance like they're all dancing right near a table. So we had like a prime spot too. So my daughter's just eating her food and like watching them dance, and it was a wonderful experience. It was a great way to end our trip.
See, I haven't been there.
Definitely recommend.
I haven't been there yet. I mean, it's kind of expensive for my blood, and it's not my demographic right now. But
you need to. I think you need to get like Snow White.
I try to hit every place. I mean, and I need to get over there probably, during a marathon weekend. But I didn't know it had all the dancing. It sounds very much like on the cruise line how they have the Frozen show and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a 3-ring circus in that place. I mean, it was wild on the Wish. There's a whole.
It wasn't that wild.
Have you been on the Wish and seen that show?
No, I have not. I'm not a cruising guy.
It's like Chef Mickey's. You're waving napkins and Olaf's cruising through, meeting you. And I mean, there's a concert going on in the middle of the restaurant. It's fun, but I mean, it is wild, man. It's like a 3-ring circus during that meal. You're just lucky to get something to eat. Okay, so a couple of things I want to ask you about, because I want to make sure we get all this in. You guys have so much going on. So you mentioned you called it the Perfect Magic Kingdom Day. So, I mean, when I hear that, I got to know more. So tell us about that.
Okay, so this was one of the best Magic Kingdom days I could have ever asked for. Perfect weather. It was like, the weather was great. Like high 70s, no humidity. We got there not at 8:30 for, resort, guests, but the day started, so we met a Hollywood actress on the boat heading to Wilderness Lodge. Her name is Haley Lou Richardson. Anyone out there who's watched White Lotus season 2, she's, I think her name is Portia in the show. She's the assistant, but she's been in Edge of 17, unpregnant. It was weird. We were standing at the front of the line for the boat from the Wilderness Lodge to the Magic Kingdom. And I heard, like, I'm a big cinephile. Like, I know my actresses and actors. Like,
see, I know athletes. I would not know. I could have been standing next to her and been talking to her. I did not know.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, so, Mike, the Oscars just happened, not long ago. And that's my Super Bowl. I don't watch the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not in the sports. The Oscars are my Super Bowl. But, like, I was standing in line. I heard her. And I was like, I turned around, I did a double take. I'm like, I think that's Haley Richardson. Of course, she got on the boat and I'm like, oh, that's her. She sat in the row next to us. And of course, like, I'm one of those people that like, I don't want to take photos with them, but I was like, hey, are you Haley Richardson? She's like, yes, yes, yes. It was actually her birthday that day. So that was just fun meeting, that was a good start to the day. Meeting her. But anyways, to the Magic Kingdom day, cause a lot happened that day. So we were really trying to focus on characters, and we also got Genie Plus that day. So the first Genie Plus I actually got, and the first thing we did was meeting Tiana. And you don't know who's going to be like the special guest, because there's the meet and greet with Tiana, then the meet and greet with Cinderella. And there's always a special princess. You don't know who it is going to be that day. But my daughter loves both Tiana and Rapunzel, and we watch Tangled all the time, and she loves Rapunzel. My daughter she's almost 3, but has super long hair, and people call her Rapunzel because she had a huge head of hair when she was born. But we met Rapunzel and Tiana, and like my daughter loved it. And then, after that, we decided to do, stay in Fantasyland. We did Storybook Circus. We met Daisy and Minnie, and it's funny, we were online to meet Donald and Goofy, but my daughter was like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. So we just left. And then we ended up riding Barnstormer. That was her first roller coaster and she loved it. Then we did a bunch of the other rides around Fantasyland. We did Dumbo, what else do we do?
You guys do like Little Mermaid?
Oh, Little Mermaid is over there. We did, we had a Genie Plus from Winnie the Pooh. We did that. So we had like a really great morning over in Fantasyland. And then my wife and I, we rode Tron. We were like, okay, if there's one thing I can like need to do that day, I haven't ridden Tron yet. So we rode Tron. I bought the Lightning Lane for it just because I didn't know if I got a virtual queue, if I'm going to wait 15 minutes or if I'm going to wait an hour. True. With the kids, I just didn't want to bank on the virtual queue because I don't know how long I'll be waiting. At least I know with Lightning Lane, I'll get a time and I'll get in, you know, right away. And Tron was great. It was awesome. I get motion sickness. I took Dramamine, but that one got me a little bit at the end. But it's still super fun. I know it's short, but like I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So have you done Guardians?
I have done Guardians, and the first time I went out did make me sick, but then the other time I did, and I don't know which one is back to front because it goes backwards. So I don't know which one is. Yeah, Guardians the second time made me pretty ill.
Tron doesn't bother me, but man, Guardians I can't do. So
no, Guardians. Yeah, Guardians was rough.
Okay, so continue with the Magic Kingdom because you guys are rocking there doing all this.
Yeah, so we had a really really great morning. And it was my daughter was just loving it. She loved all the rides. You know, again, first roller coaster, she loved it. I always like to try to take a midday break where we can sit down at a restaurant, and we tried Skipper Canteen for the first time. Mike, that place is awesome. Have you been there before?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. Yeah, actually. I usually end up getting the taste like chicken, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the steak, which was like phenomenal, really good steak. They put us in what they call the jungle room. They had these like amazing light fixtures that were like, it was a chandelier with like, but they were parrots.
Yes. I've been in that room. Yeah, totally. They're
really cool.
It's like being in the old Adventurers Club.
Yeah. 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 I've never been, but I've seen videos of it before. But yeah, so like the Skipper Canteen was awesome. Like the food was so good. The drinks were good. Just a really great way to kind of settle down. My youngest actually was napping while we were, you know, while we had lunch, and then she kind of woke up at the end. So that was really great. Skipper Canteen, highly, highly recommend. And then I'm trying to think what we did in the afternoon. We kind of did a few more things. We ended up riding the train. My daughter really wanted to ride the train, so we did that. But then it... You know, around like my final fast pass or Genie Plus for the afternoon, I booked to meet Mickey. A couple other things. We wanted to see the parade, but we got really lucky. I didn't realize there was like an 11:30 or 12 parade.
Yeah,
I didn't know they did it that early.
That's kind of a newish thing. Like,
is it?
Yeah. That's still kind of messes with me because I'm still used to like a 3 o'clock parade, and which I think now is like a 2:30 or 2 something.
Yeah.
They got to quit changing these things. I'm old. Like I get upset in my ways. Like it's got to be a 3 o'clock parade. Come on.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. So there was, when we were actually going over to Skipper Canteen area, or to Adventureland, I should say, we were going, there's the pathway on the one of the sides of the castle that goes from Fantasyland that'll take you into Adventureland and Frontierland. And as we were going, the parade was happening, and it was actually, we just caught the beginning of the parade. So we were able to stand right by like they were crossing over that bridge from Frontierland into the hub. And we were able to watch a parade. My daughter is having fun dancing and singing. I'm like, oh, good. We didn't have to like wait for the parade. I didn't even know it was going to be happening. So caught the parade. We took the train later on in the afternoon. And as we got off the train at Main Street, cause we were going to meet Mickey, the parade is going off again. So we got off and watched more of the parade, singing and dancing. I put my daughter on my shoulders and like, she's having a blast. So like it was nice like not having to like pick a spot out for the parade, and it just happened upon it twice, and it, you know, it was great. It worked out for us. And then she, you know, we all met Mickey, and Mickey was the one character where she gave this, again, my oldest daughter gave the longest hug to. Like she just did not let go. And from what I understand, the characters won't let go of, you know, if the child is giving a character a hug. And if the kid doesn't let go, the character won't let go, from what I understand. Because, like, my daughter hugged him for, like, I have it on tape, and it's a legit 30-second hug. It feels, you know, longer than it sounds. But she just loved, like love meeting Mickey. And like, you know, Mickey, I was like, oh, Corey, you're hugging Mickey for a long time. And Mickey gives like a swiping motion, like, oh, let her hug me, you know? So it was just a really great moment meeting Mickey. And I'm just really happy that I booked the Fast Pass or the, you know, the Genie Plus Lightning Lane for it. That's so many names. I still call it Fast Pass.
Same. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
I like old school stuff. No, I like.
Yeah, exactly. So I also apologize. I'm talking really fast. I'm just trying
to. Okay. I know. I want to make sure. I love this stuff.
So that was how we ended the day at Magic Kingdom with the kids. My mom stayed back over in Magic Kingdom. She kind of walked, you know, hung around. But the plan was to bring the kids back. My wife said, hey, why don't you go back for the night, hang out with your mom? And I was like, all right, cool. So we go back to the Wilderness Lodge. We gave the kids a bath and we actually went and ate dinner at Geyser Point. Got to make sure you hit up Geyser Point while you're there. So after after the baby went down for her bedtime, I headed back on the boat to Magic Kingdom, met my mom. But in that time, I was able to stack 3 lightning lanes for the night. And with between like, I would say 7:15, I finally got back into the park, and between 10 o'clock, I got PhilharMagic done. That's like one of my favorites. I always got to do PhilharMagic. Love it. And then, we weren't planning on doing the fireworks, but we're like, you know, screw it. Let's just go. Cause we had the time. So we went, found a spot, in the hub right under where Tinkerbell comes flying out.
Nice.
And watch Hop Happily Ever After there. Not the best view for the show, but, you know, still we saw fireworks, projections. But to me, it was the best. Tinkerbell's literally flying right over us. We love seeing that. And then after the show, we had a lightning lane for Haunted Mansion. I had a Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Pirates is always crowded. Not always crowded. It's always dead at night. So, like, I don't recommend getting a Fast Pass or Genie Plus for Pirates. At night, you don't need it because it's always super slow. I had a lightning lane for Space Mountain. Space Mountain's like my favorite. I got a Space Mountain tattoo last year because of how much I love it.
I like it.
It covers up my whole arm. It's too bad I have a sweater on right now.
Otherwise, shame, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. I love Space Mountain.
I liked it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So Space Mountain's my jam. And then what's funny was I was going to end the night with Space Mountain because by the time I finished with that, it was around 10 o'clock. Before I left on the trip, I thought the park was closing at 10, but I didn't realize it's now open till 11 p.m. So I'm like, oh, there's like more time to do things. But we were like tired. So we just did some shopping and, ended up, you know, going home around like 10:15, 10:30. But to me, it was just like, it was a perfect Magic Kingdom day. And I feel like I set myself up for like success at the end of the night. Cause, you know, after Happily Ever After, most people go to Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder, as well as Space Mountain. And it was just nice stacking those lightning lanes to have all of them at night and didn't have to like worry about a thing. So.
That is an awesome day because you got to have time with the kids, the family, but then you got to have time with your mom and just got to really just do the best of the best. And at night when it's just, there's like a renewed energy in the Magic Kingdom at night too. I mean, you feel that, right? I mean, that's at night and you're trying to get all those things in, you know, it's like you're just, when you're heading back over, because especially when you got those stacked lightning lanes, right? It's like you're playing with house money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was just the best night. I was able to get on all my favorite attractions. I got some shopping done. I bought a few pins. I bought a t-shirt. And it was great. I loved it. Great, great Magic Kingdom day.
So another thing I want to ask you about, because I don't think we're getting everything in here, but I want to make sure we get in some of these highlights, was you did a date night over at the Grand Floridian with your wife. And I think this is super cool. So I want to hear about this too.
For sure, yeah. So my... last time we stayed at the Grand Floridian and Narcoossee's was closed. So we ended up eating at Citrico's, but for this trip, because we were going to have my mom, I knew she could watch the kids. We really wanted to have dinner at Narcoossee's that night. So we had a whole night plan to go to the Grand Floridian. The other thing I'll mention is, so my cousin, is actually one of the chefs over at Victoria and Albert's. Cool. So we hung out with him three times during this trip. I'm just glad he had some time to, you know, kind of meet up with us. And one of them was actually this night. So to start date night, you know, before I went to Disney, I had New Year's resolution because I, you know, between COVID, having kids, I definitely put on some weight. So I was like, oh, I want to lose some weight before Disney. I ended up losing like 20, almost 25 pounds between January and the Disney trip.
Nice.
I had packed all these dress shirts that like, they fit me when I was heavier, you know, 20 mm-hmm. pounds heavier. But then when I didn't try them on before I left, when I went, you know, put it on for a date night, I put on the shirt. I'm like, oh no, this shirt is like way too big on me. So I'm like, oh, what should I do? And I just didn't feel confident or comfortable in this like big shirt. So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to buy a, you know, polo shirt or something like that. So the Mercantile Wilderness Lodge didn't have any. I'm like, you know what? Grand Floridian has a shop that, you know, probably have something. So on the way, you know, get the Grand Floridian. We took an Uber just because if we took boats, it was just going to take way too long. So, you know, we just took an Uber over. I didn't even mention we rented a minivan this trip. Nothing, you know, crazy, but we had a minivan, but we, you know, we wanted the drink. So we took an Uber. So I'm going to the shop to get my shirt. And if it wasn't for me needing a new shirt, I wouldn't have met my favorite Disney vlogger. So his name is Kyle Paolo. He's big on YouTube. I watch him all the time, but like, he was just there and I'm like, oh my goodness. And I got to meet him and talk to him. But if it wasn't because of that, getting a new shirt, I definitely would not have seen him.
A little lifestyle change, get to meet a celebrity. And I mean, you're running into all the celebrities.
I know. I met a celebrity and you know, it was weird. Last time we stayed at Grand Floridian, two other Disney vloggers that I watch, I also met at Grand Floridian. It's like, I keep meeting my favorite Disney vloggers at Grand Floridian. It's really weird. Anyways, so
so the vloggers stay at Grand Floridian. I'll just say, podcasters look for us at the All Stars and Pop Century.
They don't stay there. They just happen to be there that night. So yeah, they just happen to be there that night. So you know, kind of worked out.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So yeah, and so I got a new shirt. We wanted to get drinks at Enchanted Rose. We got Enchanted Rose, but my cousin, he really wanted to give us a tour of the kitchen over at Victoria and Albert's. You know, he was like, "Yeah, come in. I'll come get you guys, and I'll come give you a tour of the kitchen." And I was like, "Yeah, that's, you know, that's awesome." I'm like, do we need a jacket for the kitchen? And he's like, "No. Yeah, you know, you'll be
fine." Kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, we got drinks at the Channel Rose. You know, I text him, hey, you know, we're here. He came and got us. Then we went, you know, he took us over. Citricose was closed. So he took us on the inside of Citricose through the kitchen over there because they share a kitchen, or they don't share a kitchen, but they share, you know, kind of space over there. And, you know, so yeah, we were in there. Well, they, you know, it was dinner, you know, lots of people there. You could see the chef's table on the other side of the kitchen. And he's just talking to us about some of the foods that they're doing and like the prep and the stuff they do for some of the meals. Like it was incredible. And like all of the staff in there were like very friendly. Like, you know, because I felt weird. I felt like it's not that big and I felt like I'm invading their space, mm-hmm. but like they were all very nice. And like the manager who was there, he greeted us and was like, hey, you know, thanks for coming, you know, happy to be here. So it was just a really cool experience. You know, and I'm very thankful that my cousin got to do that for us. And then, you know, then after we went to the kitchen, it was time for dinner at Nokusi's. I was really hoping that the fireworks would be later than 8 o'clock. I had an 8:20 reservation, but the fireworks were at 8. So, you know, we kind of missed, we caught the tail end, not the biggest deal. But then had a phenomenal meal at Nokusi's. I know Scott loves Nokusi's. You guys talk about it all the time. we had a wonderful server, and the food was good. And yeah, it was excellent. It was just a really great date night over at Glen Fruity. And I'm glad we were able to get out to do that.
That is, I mean, that's kind of the bonus, the joy of having a multi-generational trip, right? Is that you have the opportunity to maybe take one night and you could trade off, right? I mean, you could, like, you had opportunity to spend some time with your mom, a few hours at the Magic Kingdom late at night, and had a date night with your wife and the kids, but I mean, it works both ways, right? I mean, I'm sure that your mom enjoys time with the kids. You know, I think it's not just a one way transaction in a lot of ways.
It ended up being a slumber party with my oldest and her grandma. So, you know, because it was very difficult to get my daughter to bed, But it was nice because she would just kind of fall asleep during the sleepover parties and, it was good.
Okay, so we have much time left. So let's just real quick, like rapid fire real quick. Animal Kingdom highlights when you went to Animal Kingdom, because that's the other park you visited.
Yeah, I think the biggest highlight for me, because my daughter liked the ride and the, safari. We saw the bird show over there. But my daughter loved the Dino Dig play area. Mm-hmm. She didn't do the dig site, but she did like the big play area with the slide. She absolutely loved that. But my favorite memory of Animal Kingdom was we were walking out of the park and we were heading towards, the entrance. And over in Discovery Island, there's a band that plays over next to, I think this is the Island Mercantile, but there was a band that was playing. And my daughter loves to dance. My wife's aunt and uncle had just bought her a bubble gun, so she's waving her wand around. So she's dancing and, she's kind of standing back by her stroller, but then, all these kids are dancing in the front by the stage. And then she works up the courage on her own to just go up dancing. And then, so she's dancing with the kids up front. She's got her bubble wand, just like, waving around. And then it was awesome because as they were dancing, I was filming this, I told you this last time, I use a home movie camera to film a lot. I'm filming. And then Kevin from Up, the big, the big bird. He comes around the corner. He comes out. He starts dancing with the kids.
Nice.
So he's bobbing up and down. I'm like, this is just like a cool Disney moment, because it's just like you can't plan this stuff. It's just like it was just a cool moment with my daughter dancing. You see Kevin just like 8 feet tall, just like bopping up and down with the kids dancing. It was great. That was like my favorite Animal Kingdom moment. We had a pretty standard Animal Kingdom day. Nothing too crazy. I think the only thing I would have changed is doing Safari Genie Plus in the morning instead of Navi River Journey. I think the animals just, everyone says that you see more animals in the morning. And I think that's true. Because when we went by like 12, like, I think they're just all sleeping. So,
I mean, everybody wants a nap after lunch, I think.
I know, so. Right?
I get it, man. That's exactly what they want. Okay.
Yep.
Last thing, give us, because you had some awesome dining experiences. We've talked about Narcoossee's and Artist Point, a couple other places, but give us one more place that maybe we haven't mentioned that needs to get brought up here today on the show, so people might want to check out.
Oh, man. I'll do rapid fire. We did Boathouse. I did for the first time. Boathouse was phenomenal. We did Trattoria Al Forno. That was a last minute call. We were going to do a boat crawl around Bay Lake, but storms came in, shut the boats down. So we had to call an audible. We ended up getting a reservation for 8 at the last moment over at Trattoria Al Forno. So good. Sanaa Lunch, always amazing. Try to go when it opens, cause then you can hit a table by the window. Mm-hmm. But the one I'll really shout out, is that we did the Cape May Cafe breakfast. Cause we wanted to meet more characters. So we did, Minnie and Friends. It's like it's the beach party theme. It's Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Daisy. And the breakfast was like really good. Like I was really surprised by how good the breakfast was. And again, breakfast buffets are a bit cheaper, so you can save a little bit of money if you want to meet characters that way. We had a 7:30 reservation. So like we were able to see most of the characters twice just because we were there so early. Not a lot of people were in the restaurant yet. So that was great, meeting the characters. But dining, we did a lot. So I'll call out that.
Yeah. Those are great. I mean, you had the kind of like an all-star roster there of dining with, Satouli Canteen Skipper Canteen. I'm getting them.
Yeah.
You just, with all these great experiences, cause you had some character dining, you had some, like with Sanaa, you have, it's not character dining, but it's an experience, right? You get to see the animals through the windows, which if you've never been over there, just to go into, because I mean, a lot of people go to Jumbo House, but to go down to Kidani, it's like a smaller version and it's more intimate, but it's almost like you're down in the basement there. It's a cool experience.
Yeah.
We love
Sanaa, but my mom also really wanted to see the World's Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge. So that was another main reason we went over, but I was like, we love Sanaa, so let's just go. Let's just do it.
Bring on the breads. I just got done eating and I could still go and bring all the dips. Bring all 9.
We got the bread service. Oh, so always a winner. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Okay. Yeah. So we got to wrap. I hate this, man, because you had such a great shirt, but give us one like lasting story or one memory that's going to stick with you that we haven't talked about yet. I always like to leave the story for the end, like the memory, like the, you know, the kicker. So what, like when you think back on this trip, is there anything like an interaction that maybe your mom had with the kids or you had, or any, like just give us one final thought from this trip, or just maybe a tip for folks out there that are heading down soon.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the big ones was really meeting the characters, but I think my favorite was there was one time where my daughter and I, it was before Storybook Dining. She wanted to go on the boat ride. Not the, you know, she wanted to go on the boats, not the boat ride. Cause like we had a really great view of Bay Lake and we could see all the boats, you know, coming in and out. And you know, it was just her, and I, and you know, I was just going to take her on a boat ride cause they had the boat from Wilderness Lodge to Fort Wilderness and Contemporary. And I was like, yeah, let's just go. So I, you know, I took her down and we hopped on a boat and it was like, you know, around 5:30, getting close to sunset. And it was just a gorgeous, you know, gorgeous evening. And, you know, she's having so much fun just going on the boat rides and run around the boat. So it was just, it was like the one time where I had just time between her and I on Disney where, you know, again, this trip was all about just like chill, relaxation, and just taking those moments. And, you know, cause it's, again, it wasn't all about the parks for us. It was just, you know, being in the moment and doing those smaller things. And it was just great having that, you know, moment with my, you know, my daughter who's almost three now. Yeah. Just taking that boat ride. So
that's what it's all about though. It is. I mean, it's not, I think too, because you've gone so many times at this point, a lot of our audience is at that same point, but I mean, we have a vast audience. We have a lot of people listening that are getting so excited for the very first Walt Disney World vacation, yeah. First time out to Disneyland, a lot of folks doing that until you've been there multiple times, a few times, you don't really understand the perspective of where you're coming from, where I think at first it does, because with the cost of these vacations, I mean, I feel it every time I go down, they're expensive. I mean, every time you go to Walt Disney World,
we tallied up how much we spent. Yeah,
I know every time. Well, I don't, you know, I mean, honestly, I try not to when I get home. I just try to pay the bill because I don't want to try to itemize it because I just want to think, you know what? The value was there because I got to make memories with my family. I work hard all year. This is why I do what I do. But you know, I think the thing is, if you try to make it like a quantity thing, you know, like I got to go to the parks every day and I got to do 17 attractions. I got to, you know, make sure I get the biggest meal, you know, the most food for my dollar. Then it becomes like a game where it's hard to win. Right. But I think, you know, like you went down 8 days, went to the parks twice. And some people could, you know, see this in the show notes or hear this at the top of the show and say, man, there's no way that was a successful Walt Disney World vacation.
This was the most successful trip I've ever had, Mike.
Exactly. Like, and when you told me this in the pre-show before we started recording, I said, that sounds awesome because, but I think you have to be at a certain point though, in your visiting of the resort, because you'd feel like you're missing out if it was your first time, right? If I was my first, my second, my third, my fifth time to Walt Disney World, I could not do this because I'd be like, I haven't ridden Space Mountain 50 times yet, you know, and I haven't been on all the attractions, but you have. Yeah. And so we have, and we've been very fortunate with that, but now we can slow down, enjoy the people we're with, enjoy the amenities of the resort, go in and kind of cherry pick our favorite things at our own pace. And that's when it gets to be vacation. you know what I'm saying?
There were so many things I didn't even get the mention on the show. You know, it's just like we had lots of pool time. Both of my daughters love the pool. I met up with some of my local friends at Disney Springs one night. It was like kind of another night out for the parents. You know, I even tried Gideon's for the first time. There was only like a 20-minute wait. We got Gideon's cookies. It's just like there's so much I didn't even talk about. And, you know, it's just I think the last thing I'll say is, you know, if you're out there if you have little kids and you're really worried about traveling to Disney World with the little kids, like, don't get me wrong. It's tough getting down there on a plane with two kids. We are using car seats on the plane. I got to strap those suckers in, taking them in and out. Like, it's a stressful process, but once you're there and you see the memories and you see your kids having a great time, even my one-year-old daughter, who I know she's not going to remember this. My two-year-old daughter is, you know, like almost three-year-old, it's probably not going to remember it, but like just seeing what their emotions are and their expressions are and just seeing them having a blast. That's, you know, that's makes it, it just makes it so worth it. So,
and you'll remember, you have the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You have the memories. Your mom,
I have my whole
memories.
Movie. Exactly. I put together an hour's worth of footage of my whole movie. So my kids will, they'll see it. And so they'll know that it happened.
You made it. And then you're, yeah. you got to, and the thing is your mom got to be there with them. I mean, yep. it's that, that's the cool thing. So it, yeah. I love this. So Matt, again, thanks for jumping in here, starting the week off. I mean, what a way to start a mid-March week and get down the road. Everybody's heading to work and hopefully with a smile on their face and a good feeling in their heart. So Matt, you always give us a great show, and I appreciated doing it again today.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. It's always fun going on here, and I apologize if I talk fast. I love talking Disney, and I always appreciate you having me on here. So hey, thank you, Mike.
I love it. Hey, you doing anything on the socials anywhere folks can check you out? If you got anything going on or anything like that, or just,
Yeah. So I have my own Disney podcast that we just started back up with the second kid. I had to like take a break, but you can listen to us. It's the Park Chatter podcast. You can find us everywhere. And I'm, you know, Park Chatter Pod on Instagram as well. So if you want to find me over there, I'm going to be doing my own trip report, which I haven't done yet. So I'll probably mention some of the other things I haven't done or I haven't talked about on this show. So yeah, find me over there. Come hang out. I love Disney. So.
All right. Will do. Thanks again, Matt. Really appreciate it. Yep. All right. Don't forget, we want to see you over on our Discord. I forgot to tell you that at the top of the show. Our Discord has been hopping over the past few weeks. Over 500
I've been getting the
folks.
Notifications. I've been seeing it coming back up. Yeah.
I don't even know how it happened. Like all of a sudden, so on my every device, every iOS device, every Apple device I have, my MacBook, my iPad, my iPhone, I mean, everything I get every time somebody posts, it just makes this little bitty beep. It goes beep. And so my life is constantly filled with beeps because we get so many posts over there lately, which I love. It makes me so excited because people are interacting. We're having a good time.
Anthony reignited it about like a week and a half ago. So,
so come on over, enjoy the conversation. Yeah. We just added a DVC members group over there for everybody. So just the conversations go on. It's not all Disney either. We have sports talk. We have our quarter of the world. So come on over. All you got, and we have an easier link to get there. Now it's just brguestpodcast.com/discord. So we want to see you over on the Discord this week. Don't forget, our show is always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. No additional cost to you. We'll get you down to Walt Disney World, out to Disneyland, sailing on the Disney Cruise Line, and seeing the world with Adventures by Disney. Just swing over to themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our Patreon supporters. You guys are the best. $5 a month is all it takes, and you become an all-star of our show, and you'll get our bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come on over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. You can give me a follow on social media at beourguestmike. I'm mostly on Twitter and Instagram. You can also catch me on Threads. And also Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, we'll have the BOGP open line where you can give us a call and be on the show immediately. And let's talk Disney. Sunday night, all the places, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your week. Thanks so much for dropping in. We'll see you again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Matt out in New Jersey, I'm Mike here in Missouri. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.